Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh says resistance is the only way to liberate the Palestinian land from Israel's occupation. He was addressing more than 10,000 people marking the 24th anniversary of the foundation of the resistance movement. Haniyeh said Hamas will never stop resistance until all occupied territories are liberated. Unemployment in Britain has reached its highest level in 17 years. According to the latest report by the UK Office for National Statistics, more than 2.6 million Britons were jobless at the end of October. Women and young people are the worst hit by job cuts. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, has agreed to a new supply target of 30 million barrels a day. That's close to its current level. This is OPEC's first new production limit in 3 years. The ministers are meeting in Vienna to address oversupply, weak demand, and high crude prices. Israeli settlers have torched a mosque in West Jerusalem, Al-Quds. The assailants also sprayed anti-Arab graffiti on the walls of the mosque. Several cars have also been set ablaze. Israel has come under serious criticism for not taking effective action to stop the settlers' attacks. Egyptians have gone to the polls in the second round of parliamentary elections to decide the future of 9 of the country's 27 governorates. Nearly 19 million Egyptians are eligible to vote. The elections are seen as the country's first legislative vote since the ouster of dictator Hosni Mubarak. In the U.S., more than 300 anti-Wall Street protesters arrested in New York City are to appear in court this week. The demonstrators, mostly detained during an October march over Brooklyn Bridge, face charges of disorderly conduct. Meanwhile, Occupy protesters in New York have planned another mass rally for Saturday. Child poverty is expected to rise under British Prime Minister David Cameron. Britain's former Labour Health Secretary Alan Milburn says the British government will not be able to reduce child poverty by 2020. 800,000 British children are living under the poverty line. A further 100,000 children are likely to fall into poverty. Humanitarian agency Oxfam has warned that some 10 million people in West Africa are facing a food crisis. People in Mauritania, Niger, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Chad are at risk. Oxfam has called on the international donors to take immediate action.